This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And so we're continuing our series on In His Presence. What a glorious blessing we have that we can, like the Bible says in Psalm 91, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Again, here in John 15 and verse 1, I'm the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You're already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. It doesn't say to abide in doctrine, as important as doctrine is. It doesn't say abide in the church, as important as being a member of a church is. It says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And maybe this explains why sometimes we get to the place where we're coming apart at the seams, so to speak, where we're gone completely dry in our spiritual life, where we feel bereft of God's presence and God's peace, God's purpose, because we have neglected His presence. Again, maybe this is why sometimes we get to the place where we're having mental breakdowns, where we're struggling with panic attacks, depression, despair, because we haven't obeyed the invitation Christ gave, which was, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me, for I'm humble and gentle in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And so, have you obeyed that invitation to come? Because if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. But this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so shall you be my disciples. And so Christ has invited us to abide in him. I think it's tremendously sad that sometimes we get so busy that we neglect time with the one who loves us more than anyone else on this planet. So Christ has invited us to come. So we're called to be in his presence. Psalm 42 and verse 1. And it says, as the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Do you have that thirst for God on the inside of you? As the deer pants for the water. Because it's interesting that the deer is panting, not necessarily just because it's thirsty, but also maybe because it's being pursued by a predator. And this is the amazing thing, is that when the deer finds the water, the enemy loses their scent. And when we come into God's presence, the enemy loses the scent, so to speak. And we enter that place of protection, that place of safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and they're safe. And so sometimes because we've neglected God's presence, because we become busy, Jesus said, I'll knock at the door of your heart and ask. If you open the door, I'll come in and eat with you and you with me in Revelation 3. And while evangelists have used that scripture, it's a bit out of context because it was written to believers. And yet sometimes we can get so busy that we're neglecting time with the one who loved us and died for us. And so his holy presence is the only thing that can answer the questions and satisfy the deepest needs on the inside of us. Psalm 139 and verse 7. What a wonderful psalm. And it says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? You see, his presence, it's inescapable, because it says, if I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand shall hold me. And Psalm 139 is such a beautiful psalm, such a beautiful reflection of God's personal presence. His presence is inescapable and it's irreplaceable. Netflix can't replace it. A new job, a new car, a new boyfriend, or a new credit card can take the place of God's presence in your life. As hard as we may try at times, there is nothing and no one that can take the place of God's presence. You know, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8, and it says, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Sin causes us to hide from God's presence. But we see the original intention was that we were designed to walk with God. We were designed to be in his presence. Again, Genesis 4 and verse 26, it says, then men began to call on the name of the Lord. And 1 John 1 verse 3, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We were made to walk with God. We were created for fellowship with God. And without His presence, life just does not make sense, because design is only discovered in His presence. You cannot know who you are until you know who He is. Matthew 16 and verse 18, we have this wonderful account of Christ asking the disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they give various answers. They said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And then He asked the salient question. He says, but who do you say that I am? And this is a question that will shake you to the very foundation of your life. It will shake you to the very core, because who do you say that Jesus Christ is? Because you're being asked that question every day by a godless, secular, unbelieving world. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? Do you really believe that the Bible is the Word of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to be saved? Do you believe that the truth of God transcends a secular, godless culture that has completely lost its way? We're being asked that question all the time, actually. And unfortunately, many times the church isn't answering the right way. But Jesus asked the question, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. So Peter gave the right answer. He declared, you are the Christ. But it's interesting, it was only after he declared that Peter said, you are the Christ. And Christ said, you are Peter. And on this rock I'll build my church. And I believe revealing the purpose and destiny and calling on Peter to lead. You see, God holds the blueprints for your life, but we only find them in His presence. And this explains why so many people are just confused. So many people are lacking purpose. So many people are lacking direction. Because that was the first thing that happened to me when I got saved. When my mom gave me a Bible and I gave my life to Jesus. For the first time in my life, I had a direction coming from the inside, as opposed to constantly being led down various pathways on the outside and coming up with various ideas of what I should or shouldn't be doing. And that's the beauty of God's purpose. It's revealed in His presence. It's found in His presence. You can't know who you are until you know who He is. And I want to ask you today as I finish, do you know who Jesus Christ is? Have you accepted Him as your Savior? Have you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because until you know the God who made you, nothing in this life will make sense. Until you know the One who put that unique fingerprint on your finger. Until you know the One who knew you before you were even born, before you even knew yourself, because the Bible says, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. So before we were even self-aware, our Father was aware of us. Our Father knew us. Our Father created us. He lovingly knit us together, like it says in Psalm 139, in Jeremiah chapter 1, before you were born, I knew you, and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nation. So God holds the blueprints for who we are and who we're called to be. And if you've never received Jesus as your Savior, just pray this simple prayer with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church. Thank you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.